What do you call homemade whiskey?
Moonshine.
Ever call anything else?
I don't know. I just know moonshine.
Well, now, what would you call cheap whiskey?
Well, that's what I'd call cheap, but it says, some of them say some low wine or something like that in
low
whiskey.
Low wine. Mm-hmm. That's a good word. I hadn't heard that one. Would you ever call it anything like kill 'em quick, bust head, pop skull?
Yeah, that's a good word, pop skull.
Have you heard that?
Call that.
Oh, okay, let me finish the thing. Rot gut, rotten gut, or white lightning?
Yeah, that's white lightning. That's that moonshine we call white lightning.
You call the moonshine white
lightning? White lightning, we call them both.
Mm-hmm.
You say white lightning and skull.
Now, if it were cheap whiskey, what would you call it then? Would you call it anything different? Popsicle, would you say?
Yeah, I'd call it too, you know. Mm-hmm. Whiskey didn't drink it, it'd be good whiskey.
I see.
Use it to make medicine and stuff, it's blasted.
Mm-hmm. Would you say moonshine or white lightning for homemade whiskey? Most of the time,
Well, it makes me so mad. I say you can drink that old moonshine. It ought to have been white lightning, though, what I should say.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Uh-huh. And the cheap whiskey you would call what most of the time?
I always call it rot gut. That's what I called it.
Now. Okay, well, now that's what I wanted. Now that's what I just wanted to know. Because see, all these words are down here.
I just call it rot gut.
Okay.
All I call it.
Now, what do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Well, this large child, like bicycles and tricycles.
Well, now, say, like bicycles and tricycles, you know, all of them together would be called?
Playtellers.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the section where the words change. You know, you fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we were talking about buying groceries, and the word we were talking about was the word buy, you might ask me, have the groceries been...
bought.
Or you might say, yes, I what the groceries yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, I'd say if I bought them, I'd say, yeah, I bought them yesterday.
Now, if we were talking about eating apples, and the word is eat, you might ask me, have the apples been what already?
Been washed off.
Now, the word we're using is eat.
Oh.
You might say, if we were talking about eating apples, mm-hmm. you might ask me, have the apples been what already? Some form of the word eat.
Yeah, you've eaten any of them already.
Okay. Or you might say, you know, yes, I what the apples yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No, I bought them yesterday.
Well, now the word we're talking about here is eat. So you might say, yes,
I eat apple bottom and you eat yesterday, eat some apple yesterday.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about drinking coffee, and the word we're talking about is drink, you might ask me, have you what your coffee yet?
Have you had your coffee yet?
Now, use some form of the word drink.
Have you drunk your coffee yet?
Okay. Or you might tell me, and you know, using the word drink.
Mm.
Yes, I what the coffee a few minutes ago.
Drink the coffee.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about climbing trees, and the word we're interested in is climb, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
All right. Or you might say, yes, my grandson what the tree yesterday.
Yeah, he climbed it yesterday.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about doing some work, and the word we're talking about is do, you might ask, has that work already been
done?
Okay. Or you might say, yes, they what?
Did.
The work yesterday.
Finished. Did the work yesterday.
Okay.